Marwa Awad, head of communications at the World Food Programme in South Sudan, says the WFP was due to distribute food to families that are extremely food insecure and cannot access food on a regular basis to feed the children in remote areas of Lekwangole and Gumuruk, where violence erupted between armed groups. She says the fighting displaced thousands of people and tons of relief food was looted.
Unfortunately, in Gumuruk specifically, the food, while being stored in one location, came under attack. Armed groups attacked it. They stole and looted everything and burned down the installations. So the World Food Program condemns this senseless violence because it serves no one and it only spreads more fear and poverty.
Awad says 550 metric tons of cereals, pulses, cooking oil, nutrition supplements and other food was stolen. She says the food was meant to treat or prevent malnutrition among children and women.
It upsets us greatly to see that this looting goes on and takes place when people know very well the kind of work that we're doing. We are working to help the people of South Sudan. And this food could have fed 33,000 people. South Sudanese who are having difficulty living their lives, especially right now in the lean season when people's harvests have been spent and people are almost entirely relying on food aid.
In a statement released today, the WFP says violence between various armed communities has displaced nearly 9,000 people from Gumuruk and Lekwangole to Pibor town this month. Awad says the continuous looting of relief aid and attacks on communities jeopardizes the ability of humanitarian agencies to support communities on the brink of famine.
The more this violence continues, the more it becomes stable for us as humanitarians to deliver the food assistance that people need on a regular and predictable basis. So we are calling on anyone who was involved in this violence to cease this violence and respect the neutrality of a humanitarian organization such as the World Food Program.
Awad says conflict has ravaged parts of the Greater Jonglei region for the years, which has led to the loss of thousands of lives and assets, worsening the humanitarian situation. She is urging citizens not to get caught up in the fighting, which she says will only lead to more people starving.
Right now, there are 7.24 million people across the South Sudan who are food insecure. And 50% of that number is in the Jonglei region, Unity, and Upper Nile states. So the more insecurity there is, the more food insecurity will be. These two things are very much linked. So we're calling on everyone in the country to just let cool heads prevail and allow humanitarians to do their job.
Despite the looting in the Greater Pibor administrative area, Awad says the WFP will continue to provide urgently needed food assistance to thousands of vulnerable people in the area. She says WFP reached 5.2 million people across the country with food and nutrition assistance last year. For VOA News, I am Winnie Serino in Juba.